Hey there, beautiful storytellers. Welcome back to Making Memoir Magic, the podcast that helps you uncover your truth, write your story, and connect your heart to the page. I'm your host, Carrie, author, mentor, and someone who deeply believes in the quiet, astonishing power of sharing our stories. Today, I want to talk about something I didn't even have a name for recently. It's called the butterfly effect. And once you understand how it works in the world of memoir, you'll never see your words or your story the same way again. The butterfly effect comes from chaos theory. The idea is that something as small as a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil can eventually set off a tornado in Texas. It's a poetic way to explain how tiny, seemingly insignificant actions can lead to massive change down the line. And when I first heard about this, it stopped me in my tracks, because that's exactly what writing a memoir does. Now let me back up for a minute. When I wrote my memoir, Accidental First Lady, I wasn't trying to change anyone's life. I wasn't aiming for impact or legacy or influence. I was simply trying to make sense of my life. 22 years as a political spouse, raising kids, sustaining friendships, nurturing a marriage, while living a very public life that included surviving a house fire and ovarian and uterine cancers. I spent more than two decades figuring out who I was while balancing who I assumed others thought I should be as I supported my husband's political career. Eventually, I crafted my own brand apart from my politician husband and without the help of a public relations team to craft every word, image, and outfit. After I gave my friend an honest answer to, how do you do this, as in, how do you continue to live this public, often vitriolic life, she replied, you should write a book. Now, was that the butterfly effect in action? Not quite yet. But I dug deep. And I found the words to express what this unintended, often difficult public life meant for me. I wrote Accidental Lady for myself, really, to remember, to reflect, to put a period on a few things I'd carried around far too long. But once I put those words into the world, that's when the magic started. Emails landed in my inbox from people I didn't know. Readers who said, this chapter, I felt like you wrote it for me. People who had never been in politics, never lived my exact life, but somehow saw themselves in my story. It was surreal. And then someone said to me, Carrie, this is the butterfly effect in action. And I thought, wait, you mean this thing I wrote? This thing I almost didn't write? It's changing people's lives? The idea was humbling, overwhelming even. But more than anything, it was clarifying. Because here's the truth I want you to hear today. Your words have power. Even the ones you write in the quiet hours, unsure if they'll ever be read. Even the messy memories you're still trying to untangle. Even the sentences that feel too small to matter. They matter. When you write a memoir, you're not just telling your story, you're flapping your wings. You're sending a ripple out into the world that might land exactly where it's needed. Maybe someone finds the courage to leave a toxic relationship after reading about how you reclaimed your power. Maybe a daughter learns to find her own voice in a shorter time than it took to find yours. Maybe another woman pushes her doctor for answers, advocating for herself for the first time because she now knows the part of your cancer journey. Maybe a stranger on the other side of the world picks up a pen and writes their first truth because you wrote yours. That's the ripple. That's the butterfly effect. And I know because it happened to me. Writing my book didn't just give me an outlet. It gave me a world. It opened doors to people and places and conversations I never imagined. It connected me with readers who felt seen, and it reconnected me with myself. That's why I do the work I do now. That's why I teach memoir. That's why I mentor aspiring authors like you. Because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that telling your story isn't selfish. It's sacred. And the more I witness people stepping into their truth, the more I see the butterfly effect unfolding again and again. I want you to ask yourself, what is the ripple that you want to send? What's the story you've tucked away, thinking it wasn't big enough or bold enough or book-worthy enough? What if the story, the one you're scared to write, is exactly what someone else needs to read? What if the act of you writing it becomes the spark that changes everything? If you're sitting on the edge, wondering if your story is worth telling, let this be your sign. It is valuable. You are. And the world needs what only you can say. There's no pressure, no perfection needed. You just need a supportive space to get motivated, organized, and inspired to write. Dare yourself to carve out that time that you need and that you deserve to write. Create your sacred space that cultivates writing. And finally, say yes to the story that has been nudging you. So if you've been waiting for the right moment, maybe this is it. Maybe this is your butterfly wing moment. Because the truth is, your story has always mattered. You just needed the nudge to begin. So start flapping those wings, my friend. You have no idea how far they'll reach. You can learn more about how you can get in touch with me, follow me, connect with me, and how to make memoir magic at carriekreitzman.com. Until next time, keep writing, keep showing up, and keep trusting that your story is the spark.